Hello, Main Menu listeners. This is Don Ball with a report on an all-in-one scanner printer copier from HP. It is the model HP PSC1210. There is a part number if you want to look this up on the web. I was able to find the unit on PriceWatch, and I use this part number. It is Q1662A. I purchased this scanner printer copier from Sam's Club for $135. I'd always heard a lot of negativity from people who use accessibility software about these all-in-one document centers. I didn't know if a lot of this was rumor or speculation. I didn't know whether people had actually used the product and given negative feedback on it, but I had a need for one of these. In my bedroom here, I have a small desk, and I had a scanner on it, but I needed a scanner and a printer and a copier. I saw this one at Sam's. The fellow who showed it to me was fairly knowledgeable, and he said that I would prefer this one because it did not have any menus. All of the features are directly accessible from the keypad going down the left-hand side. There is a set of rubberized keys down the left, and you just press one of those for each function. I looked the unit over, and it looked fairly nice, and I decided to take a chance on it. I figured if it wouldn't work with my K1000 software, I would bring it back. And the unit works fairly well. It works well enough that I want to do a report for you all here on Main Menu. I did try to find other sources where you could purchase this unit. I know at Sam's Club, things are there one week, and the next week they may not be there. So I looked on PriceWatch. I was able to find this scanner printer copier at three other places. One was at techonweb.com, TechOnweb.com, for $154.48 including shipping. Sam still has the best retail price. TechOnweb's phone number is 800-456-5000. This unit has a flatbed scanner on top. If you lift the lid, it has a plastic lid that's partially transparent because there is a display on the left-hand side of the scanner. You start with eight rubberized buttons going down the left-hand side. Then you have a display that has some lights and things to tell you when different functions are on and off. Then you have the glass for the scanner. It's a standard 8.5 by 11 flatbed. This lid is fixed. It does not come off. Below that, you have a tray that drops down for the paper. You can totally close this tray off. I'll do that. You can lift it up and totally close it off if you just want to use it as a scanner, but I have it folded down with paper on the bottom tray. There is another door just above that for the cartridges. You have a finger notch in that door right in the center, and you pull it down. And the carriage comes to the center, and you can change your cartridges. On the back of the unit, you have a place for a power cord. It's a standard three-conductor cord like you would see on a PC or anything else. There's a place for a standard USB cable. I'm not sure if this unit will take advantage of USB 2 or not. I know it works under USB 1, and that's what I'm using. On the right back of the unit, there is a tab. And when you push in on that tab, there's a large plastic piece that will pop out of the back of the unit. And that is for paper jams. If you get a paper jam, you can slide that whole back area off, and it has a lot of rollers and everything, and it's a little difficult to get it back into place. But I just was able to do that. Push it back into place. Standalone, every feature of this unit is accessible. You press a button, you get a function, and that's what we need in terms of accessibility. I'm going to go over the keypad now. It's down the left side, there are rubberized keys, and they're very hard to press, so you have to make a deliberate press, and I like that. You start at the top with power on. There's a little bit of space, and you find the cancel button. The next button is copy. The more you press it, the more the number of copies increases. The next button is paper size, or paper type, rather. You can choose from plain paper or photo paper. The next button is fit to page. You can press this button and take a photo and fit it to a standard size page. The next button is black and white copy. The next one is color copy, and the bottom button is the scan key. If you press black and white copy, you get a black and white copy of something. If you press color, you get a color copy. If you press scan, the image goes directly to the PC. When you purchase this unit, bring it home and open the box, you get a setup poster. You'll find a manual and software. Lots of other small documents that you can lay on the scanner or look at. The USB cable is not included with the system, but you do get two cartridges. They'll be in two little packages inside this little door. They both are similar. The HP 56 is black. The HP 57 is color. When you fold down the cartridge area, you'll find the power cable, some cardboard that holds the carriage in place, and you will find a decal or a front panel overlay that you have to affix to this unit before it will even work. When I purchased it, I had a lot of problems with the unit. It wouldn't even come on. I wondered what the problem was, and I was just about to take it back. But I looked through the stuff that I'd taken out of the scanner and found this little overlay. It has a matte-type finish. If you've seen printers that have buttons protruding from these matte-type finishes, this little display area looks like that, and it has a peel-off sticker on the back. You face the tab that peels off toward the bottom, peel the sticker off, and in that display area there is a hollow-out for this overlay. And I just lined it up with the left edge and let it flop into place. It would probably be best to make sure someone can site verify the orientation of that for you, because on some of the stickers they may put the tab at the top and the bottom. My tab was at the bottom though, and I was able to orient it and slap it on there, but without it the unit will not function. Okay, I'm going to install the scanner printer copier exactly the way that HP intended that it be installed. They want you to install the software first, and I'm going to do that. While I'm installing the software, there will be some lengthy pauses, and I'm going to take those out. My goal is not to show you how fast a computer can install this software, but that it is easy to install the software, and that it follows Windows conventions, and it is accessible. So I'm going to pop the CD in. While I'm installing the software, I will go over the installation of the printer. I have popped the CD in now. I'm using Windows XP and JAWS 4.51.
All in one dialog, 0% progress bar.
And I'm sorry if these volumes get a bit high. I'm not in the room with my studio. I'm in the bedroom here where I'm installing this printer.
HP Photo and Imaging 2.0 All-in-One Install Shield Wizard. Next button.
And so I'm having to just use my mini disc on full volume. If it gets a bit loud, I do apologize. We're at the next button.
Tab. Cancel tab. Next button.
And all you have is a next
Enter.
Button.
HP Photo and Imaging 2.0 All-in-One Install Shield Wizard. I do not accept the terms and the license agreement. Radio button checked.
We will accept the license
accept
agreement.
The terms and the license tab. Back button tab. Next button. Enter.
And you
HP
have
Photo
to install
and Imaging
this
2.0
software.
All-in-One Install Shield Wizard. Next button. Tab. Cancel tab. Change dot tab. Back button tab. Next button.
And I have looked at this. All this is a change directory if you want to install the software in a different directory.
Enter HP Photo and Imaging 2.0 All-in-One Install Shield Wizard. Install button.
And it's ready for the install. It's not very configurable, and a lot of stuff gets installed with this software. You have an HP Memories disk. You have lots of online resources that install, and the standard software for the HP 1200 series scanner gets installed, and that gives you a toolbox and some things that will help you configure this printer. Plus lots of photo imaging software, and we'll go over that in a few minutes. I will tell you, without this software though, this unit will not function. I tried to install the driver separately from the software, and there may be a possibility that it could be done, but when I tried to install the drivers, it asked for the software CD, and it went ahead with this license acceptance that we just heard, and tried to install the software. I'm going to click next on this software install.
Tab, cancel tab, back button, tab, install button.
And we have the install button, and
Enter.
I'm going to click it.
HP photo and image. All-in-one install shield wizard.
Well, with Eloquence, it really bogs it down there. Okay. You would put the overlay on the scanner first, and then you would apply the power. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to put the power in now. Reach back and apply the power to it. And when I do, the unit will start to boot up if you have this overlay attached. If you don't, it will not. Trust me. And so it's starting to boot up now. And it's done. You will wait until a certain point of this software installation and plug the USB cable in.
Install Shield Wizard.
The next thing you would do
Add or remove programs.
Is put the cartridges in. When you pull down the cartridge door,
HP photo and imaging 2.0 all-in-one driver,
the carriage snaps to the center, and we're continuing to install. You have the two packages of ribbons. I am dating myself by constantly using the word ribbons. You have the two cartridges. The cartridges are a rectangle block, just like most cartridges. You peel a tab on the bottom, being careful not to touch the gold contacts. At the back, you have two grips. These cartridges are similar, but they do fit separate slots in the carriage, and they will only fit in that slot. And that's a good thing. So I'm going to install the black, pulling it out first. You hold the back of the cartridge where the grip area is. The grips face you. You slide the cartridge into the slot on the carriage and just push it up, and it snaps into place. Same with the color. You grip it by the back, slide it into the slot in the carriage, and push up. And it snaps into place, and it's just that simple. When you close the cartridge door, the carriage snaps back to the left. And we should be at a point where we can plug the scanner printer copier in now. Let me check the dialog box here.
Graphic 907 HP photo and imaging 2.0 all-in-one drivers install shield wizard. Set up your device now. Follow the next steps on your setup poster to continue installation. Check here if you would like to continue without plugging in the device. Install shield back next cancel.
And I'm going to plug the USB cable in. You have a back next cancel, but they're not available. You have to plug the unit
Found
in there.
Hardware ESC 1200 series.
And you're getting the XP sound for installing hardware.
It's 2 p.m.
And as you can tell, we have a number of clocks. It's 2 p.m.
2 o'clock p.m.
The hardware is installing.
Found new hardware wizard dialog. Install the software automatically recommended. Radio button checked. 1 of 2. Enter. Completing the found new hardware wizard. The wizard has finished installing the software for ESC 1200.4 print. Finish button.
And
enter. HP photo and imaging 2.0 all-in-one drivers install shield wizard. Found new hardware. Your new hardware is installed and ready to use. Enter.
Click
add or remove
again.
Programs. Change or remove programs button. HP photo and imaging 2.0 all-in-one drivers install shield wizard. Finish button. Enter.
You
add
get
or remove
several
programs.
Finishes.
Change or remove programs button. Installing additional software dialog.
I had several confirmation screens on hardware. I guess they were unavoidable. And the CD is spinning and we're moving on.
HP memories disk dialog. HP PSC 1200 series dialog. Please wait while Windows configures HP PSC 1200 series. Please wait while Windows configures HP PSC 1200 series progress bar.
Software is still being configured.
HP director register button. Web registration dialog. Register button. Tab cancel button. Space
cancel
registration,
the registration
reminder
button.
Dialog. Remind me again. Tomorrow radio. In a month radio. Don't remind me. Tag. Okay,
hear that.
Button. Enter.
So
HP
I said,
director.
Don't remind me. And I think it just finishes after that registration. Now, they want you to go ahead and put paper in the unit, and I have already done that. There is a paper guide on the left. When you print with this unit, the paper goes in from the bottom, comes out just over the paper guide. It may come out an inch above the blank paper that's in the bottom tray. When you install this scanner printer copier, you do get an alignment page you have to print out. When you print that alignment page, they ask you to lay it on the scanner. Your scanner works, and the cartridges are aligned according to what the software sees, I guess. It will do some error correction there. So we're done installing the software. I'm going to reinstall or restart the computer, and when we come back, we'll see how this unit works. Okay, now we're going to take a look at how the system works. I'm sitting on the desktop at my documents. I'm going to go
Enter
into that.
My documents. Folder view list view. HPPSC1210setup.txt.
And I have an HPPSC1210 setup document that tells me how to start up
Enter.
With this unit.
HPPSC1210setup.txt notepad. Edit.
And I'm going to let you hear a bit of that so that we can start establishing how well this unit prints and works and scans and everything.
This document describes how to successfully set up the HPPSC1200 all-in-one series hardware. 1. Open the box and remove all of the components. 2. Turn on the computer and install the software.
And that's the document. I'm going to format this whole document
slide the paper
for the smallest print in Windows.
Menu. Edit. Format, menu, act, font, dot, 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 enter, leaving menus, font, dialog, font, edit, combo, courier, news, tab, font, style, edit, combo, regular, tab, size, edit, combo, 8, 1 of 16.
And it's already set to 8, and that is the smallest print you can get out of Windows. That will show us how well this scanner is working.
Tab, script, combo, tab, OK button, enter, edit.
I'll click OK, and we will print this document. Now, we may still get the ribbon or the cartridge message. I'm still getting that. I don't know what's going on there, but I'll hit Control-P. I like
print
the notepad
dialogue.
And XP
General
better,
page.
By
Folder
the way.
View list view, HPPSC 1200 series, 204, A,
this
B, C, but not T, A, 5.
This is the standard print dialog, so I'm just going to skip all of that.
Shift tab, cancel, shift tab, print button.
And hit the print button.
Space. Edit.
And I'm new to printing, but I think this process could be a bit faster, but... You hear it starting to print. That's how the printer sounds. And it threw us out a printed page. You know, this may have to do with Windows Print Spooler, that sort of thing. Someone may be able to give me hints on that. But I would think the printing process would be a bit faster. But once the printer gets this information, it takes right off and deals with it. I have the printer set for a fast quality print. I don't do full quality or the best quality printing because I'm just doing standard text documents. So I don't have to worry with that. Now we're going to exit Notepad.
Alt F4, my documents, folder view, list view.
And I'm going to load the Kurzweil software. We're going to look at the scanner settings so that I can show you how this scanner is configured. So I'll head that way.
File, folder, scan, settings, and read voice. Read, system mode scanning, opens a dialog.
45 p.m.
The mode is scanned and recognized. Automatic page orientation will be used.
We'll look at those settings.
Static thresholding will be used. Scanner brightness is 60.
I have the scanner brightness on 60, and I don't get any of those messages that say the page was poorly recognized, so I think I'm doing all right there.
The delay between repeated scans is 7 seconds. The scanner resolution will be 300 dots per inch. The selected scanner source is horsepower PSC 1200 series.
Now that says horsepower. I'm assuming HP is the abbreviation for horsepower is the reason you get that. You have three separate drivers that you could install for this system. One works well, the other two don't. And you just have to choose them. I think it's the first one that says horsepower. There's one that says something like wheel horsepower, or two of them that say just plain horsepower or HP 1200 series. And I think the first one is the one that works. One of the other ones, you get no scan at all. The second one, you get a scan, but the next scan you try to press, the next time you try to press the scan key, it will just re-recognize the same image that's already in there. But the third one works. You get repeated scans, and this is the best scanner I've ever had. I had an HP 2P, an HP 5P, and a couple of Epsons and a Visionaire, but I like this scanner the best. Seems to be the most responsive. Now, I'm going to take our printed sheet that we made. It comes out oriented from top to bottom with the print side up. And I'm going to lay it down on the glass here and close the lid. As I said before, this lid does not come off. I do wish, though, that they had installed a floating hinge on this scanner. It's okay for scanning thin documents and manuals, but when you put a book on it, the book tends to want to push off of the scanner or ride off of the scanner, because the when you close it, the scanner door does not go up enough to allow the book to lay there. So you have to scan a large book with the scanner door open. And I tend to think that cuts down on scan quality a bit. So if they could design the next one with a floating hinge, that would suit me fine. I'm going to cancel this scanner configuration because I don't want to change anything. I already had it set. And I'm going to press the scan key to scan.
Scanning. Please wait.
Listen to how quiet that scanner is.
Scanning is 1/4 done. Scanning is half done. Scan complete. Recognition complete. The top of the page was at the front of the scanner. Page 1 complete. HPPSC1210setup.txt. This document describes how to successfully set up the HPPSC1200 all-in-one series hardware. I open the box and remove all of the components. 2. Turn on the computer and install the software. For detailed information about installing the software, read the HP document installing and uninstalling the HPPSC1200 all-in-one series software in Microsoft.
Okay. We can see that's our document that we printed up, and this scanner did a good job of recognizing it. I saw an I for a 1, but you always get that. You'll notice this scanner focused very quickly on the first scan. On the second scan, it'll be more responsive than that.
Scanning. Please wait.
And we're already scanning.
Cancel
that.
Scan canceled.
It recovers quickly from a canceled scan, which is good. Now, I'm going to exit the Kurzweil software in case the scanner drivers from Kurzweil interfere with the standalone features. I wouldn't think that it would, but I'm going to go ahead and cancel it.
The open file is unsaved changes.
We're not going to save the changes.
Folder view list.
And I'm out of the Kurzweil software. Now we have our sheet on the scanner that we printed. We've decided that it was printed accurately. So what we're going to do is we're going to press one of the copy buttons to see if we can get a standalone copy to see how the standalone features of this work. The black and white copy is the third button from the bottom, and I'm just going to press that. And the printer's getting ready. The scanner has started scanning. I hear it underneath. Now I'm going to switch pages on the scanner bed, and we're going to go back into the Kurzweil software, and we'll see how our copy came out. We'll go back into the
Alt Control K
software here.
This one.
And we're back into the Kurzweil software, and I'm going to hit the scan key again.
Scanning, please wait. Scanning is 1/4 done. Scanning is half done. Scan complete. Condition complete. The top of the page was at the back of the scanner. Page 1 complete. HPPSC1210setup.txt. This document describes how to successfully set up the HPPSC1200 all-in-one series hardware. I open the box and remove all of the components. 2. Turn on the computer and install the software. For detailed information about installing the software.
So it looks like we got an exact copy of what we printed, scanned in, and copied there. So, unit seems to be working well. Let's press that number of copies button and see if it prints or if it just adds up numbers. I'm wondering about that. It does not. It just gives you the number of copies. I'm continuing to press it. I'm assuming I can press cancel and get out of that. Now I'll make a color copy to make sure that cancel got us out of that and that we're just on back on the one copy per press mode here. Press the color. And I'm assuming it's going to start scanning. I hear it scanning a little bit. In color mode, the scanner's a lot slower. Must be applying more contrast. The print's taking its time also. Holding out hope that this will be finished soon. And it's done. Have a color copy of what we printed. Takes a little bit longer for a color copier. I think this unit is 1200 DPI with some kind of 4800 software colors and that sort of thing. Look up those specifications because I didn't care about any of that. I don't know about any of that, what it's capable of. They did say it would print a photo quality sheet, and that was good enough for me. The last thing I want to do is just let you look at the software titles that were installed. I'm not going to go into any of this software. A lot of the reasons for that is I don't know how to use any of this. They just require it to be installed, so I have installed it. I did, though, go into the support section, and it does have a nice online support section. Once you choose your country, you can go into a support section that will tell you exactly how to use this printer, how to install it, how to replace the cartridges, that sort of thing. We'll give you a whole list of details. There are online manuals available for this unit. And I did look at the support section. It's very nice. But other than that, I haven't utilized any of this software at all. So let's just look at that. You do have the HP Memories disk. So we're going to hit the start menu now.
Start menu, launch reel 1, Plip E, ACB Radio H, HPPSC 1200 series submenu H.
That's the 1200 series submenu. We're going to go into that.
HP Album Printing H. HP Photo and Imaging Director H. HP Photo and Imaging Software Help H. HP Product Support Website H. Image Editor I. Photo Gallery P. Product Registration P. Product Tour P. Readme R. Uninstall Software U. HP Album Printing H.
And we're back to album printing. So you can see all of those categories, all of the list of software that's available. Now if I go out of that submenu,
HPPSC 1200 Series Sub,
and I arrow down once,
Memories Disk Submenu M. Help A, License L, Memories Disk M, Readme R.
Memories Disk, I'm assuming, is a package that will allow you to directly scan in a photo and burn it to CD. Under Add Remove Programs, when you remove the HP 1200 series software, it removes the bulk of this software. But you do have a support area and the HP Memories Disk are separate. So if you wanted to remove those separately and take them off so that you could have extra space once you understand how to use this printer, you could do that. Now, of course, if you don't want to use the software support, you can get support at HP's website at www.hp.com. There may be a slash support there, but I know you can get there from hp.com. And finally, I want to go over some of the positives and negatives that I've found on this unit. The first positive, of course, is no menus. I'm glad it doesn't have any menus. Each feature is done with the press of a button. Each function is carried out that way. I like the small footprint. This unit is exactly about 15 or 16 inches wide by 8 inches deep. The scanner is oriented from left to right, the front being the left and the back being the right. It is very small. It takes up a small space. I like the fact that it has a flatbed on top. And I like these rubberized buttons that it have. You can't easily press these buttons, and that's a good thing. The printer can be totally closed off if you just want to use this as a flatbed scanner or a book edge scanner. It is high enough that you could probably use it for a book edge for maybe a paperback or something like that. You can totally close the front print area off by just shutting the paper, removing the paper, and shutting the paper door and closing it off. And now we get to the negatives. The scanner lid should have the floating hinge. I mentioned that earlier. I wish this unit had a better paper feeder. Now, for $135, you're not going to get the best unit available. At times, this unit will pull in more than one sheet of paper. During this whole evaluation or review, it's not done that, but I have seen it do it. Maybe when you push the paper crooked or get it out of alignment or something, if you haven't printed something in a couple of days, maybe that's causing it. But I have seen it at times pull more than one sheet through. And the transport just doesn't feel that good. It could be better, but I'm totally happy with it for $135, though. I wish they had went ahead and installed the front panel overlay. It's just another point where we have to have someone help us orient that panel and slap it into place, and it's just not necessary. Now that I evaluate this, the unit does seem fairly responsive, but I wish it would move along a little faster in terms of from the time you press your print keys and that sort of thing to the time that it prints. I notice a good bit of lag time there, and that again might be my lack of experience with printing equipment. It may take that amount of time for Windows to set up a page. I don't know. Scanning, of course, is very good. This is the best scanner that I've had in my home. So if you're just purchasing this for the scanner alone, you're getting your money's worth. Many times over. Very quiet, very quick scan. It's just a nice scanner. And that's going to about wrap it up for this review. If you wish to contact me for any support issues on this unit, or if you want to contact me with suggestions, questions, or comments, I can be reached at dball10@nc.rr.com. Look forward to doing future reviews, and thank you for listening.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.